Hachette Audio presents The Less Dead, written by Denise Mina, read by Katie Long.
Chapter 1. Hope dies slowly, but it does die. Even though it's obvious that Margot Dunlop has been stood up, she can't seem to make herself leave. She's a doctor and well knows how stubborn and pernicious Hope can be. Without confirmation, in the absence of direct contradiction, Hope will linger long beyond the point of being useful. The speed of death is often determined by the degree of initial investment. She has been waiting for an hour and 40 minutes, alone in this odd-shaped room, listening for the lift and staring at the back of the door, willing it to open and change her life. She has come to meet her birth family for the first time. Not her birth mother, though. It turns out that Susan died a long time ago. How wasn't specified in the contact letters, but Margot very much needs to know. She's a doctor. She's pregnant and afraid of her own genetic legacy. She has suspicions. She's too invested. She shouldn't have come here. She should have been more careful. The birth family are very late. Deep down, Margot knows that they're probably not coming now, but she's trying not to get angry. She's still clinging to an outside possibility that they have a good reason for being late. A train crash or a stopped watch, as if that still happens. If they turn up late and blameless, she doesn't want the meeting to turn into a fight about punctuality. There are questions she needs answered. She's waiting in a room at the top of an old office block in the heart of Glasgow, just off George Square. It's hot and smells weird, as if something is rotting deep in the fabric of the building.